News. I'm Nick Young.
We don't know how many are dead. We're trying to save the living.
Saving the living is the focus of a massive rescue operation underway in New Orleans as authorities bus survivors to Texas, even as they struggle to restore order in a lawless, desperate city. The first busloads of hurricane survivors taken out of the Louisiana Superdome have arrived at the Houston Astrodome. Reporter Amy Tortolani of CBS affiliate KHOU-TV.
They look tired. They say that, they only have the clothes that were on their back and their family members that survived with them. They say they just want to sit down for a while and enjoy the fact that they indeed are alive.
They leave behind a city where the death toll remains unknown. Mayor Ray Nagin says it may reach into the thousands. New Orleans is also on the verge of spinning out of control. CBS News correspondent Manuel Gallegos.
The looters have become aggressive, even with weapons, and moving into the more populated areas. And there's concern by the mayor. In fact, he took hundreds of officers from search and rescue and devoted them to going after aggressive looters going maybe toward the hospitals and hotel regions of the city.
The depth of Katrina's aftermath hasn't been lost on Washington.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. After discussing the scope of the disaster with his cabinet, President Bush said the recovery will take years, but he vows to see it through. The top priority, he says, is saving lives and keeping survivors alive with food, water, and shelter.
Within days, 30,000 National Guard and regular Army forces will be deployed in New Orleans. Farther to the east, there is water and destruction, the ever-present reminders of Monday's devastating storm.
I'm Lee Frank in Gulfport, Mississippi. Some lines of communication are slowly coming back for survivors who since Monday have not been able to contact relatives, friends, or neighbors to confirm who's okay and who's still missing. Cellular service is being restored with generators powering cell sites. Most regular phones won't be back for quite some time. Electricity should start coming on for a few people today. It'll take about 1 month for some 5,000 utility workers to put in new power poles and string new lines for the rest of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Lee Frank, CBS News, Gulfport, Mississippi.
It's a day to bury the dead in Iraq, where 953 people were killed yesterday in a bridge stampede during a Shiite religious procession. Reporter Pete Gao has more.
Baghdad is a city officially in mourning. The Shia community have been claiming, burying, and mourning their dead. Crowded funeral processions filled the streets of Baghdad's poorest Shia communities, while elsewhere there were so many bodies, family returned to their home for more private grieving.
There is grieving and fury in Russia. In the small southern town of Beslan, thousands of mourners have come to remember the 331 victims of a school siege a year ago today. Checking Wall Street's prospects right now, S&P futures are unchanged. This is CBS News.
And closed nerve center of the WTOP radio network, Washington's Arbitron rated number one morning program. Here are Mike Moss and Richard Day.
Good Thursday morning on this very first day of September 2005, and we've got some more comfortable temperatures today. We're in the 60s, looking for a mostly sunny Thursday, going up to the upper 80s. WTOP News Time 5:04.
Well, we're continuing to watch the unfolding story of the impact of the hurricane on gasoline prices. WTOP Radio's Christy King is following that story for us this morning. Christy?
Here in Kensington on Connecticut Avenue, the Getty station is charging $3.25 for regular. Supreme is a whopping $3.44 a gallon. This while some stations in Georgia are selling gas for $5 and $6 a gallon. That after reports pipelines leading out of the Gulf of Mexico might not hold when they're fired back up. Also, at last check, oil refineries around the Gulf still are dark. As for WTOP Radio's weekly price at the pump survey and the region average for regular, who knows? Prices are changing too fast to make that calculation. Reporting live out on Pump Patrol, Christy King, WTOP Radio.
So why have gas prices spiked so? Along with you, attorney generals across the country are asking that very question. Maryland's attorney general Joe Curran says he's written to the Federal Trade Commission
to take a look at the issue of the Katrina damage and the tragedy caused to the southeastern states and determine whether that's the cause of our spike or are there other reasons.
CBS News. I'm Lou Modiano. Some relief getting through. There are reports of a food drive getting into the New Orleans Convention Center, oppressively hot and overcrowded with refugees, where corpses lay in the open and evacuees complain that they were dropped off and given nothing. No food, no water, no medicine. Among them, Dwayne Jones.
Everything is putting our life in jeopardy. Where law enforcement and officials supposed to be doing this? We got people bleeding with no medical attention. There's no Red Cross.
But again, word of a food drop now getting to the New Orleans Convention Center. President Bush today called Hurricane Katrina a temporary disruption to gasoline supplies and urged Americans be prudent in their consumption of energy. Joining us live now from the White House, CBS News correspondent Mark Noller. Mark.
Lou, with many in the disaster zone crying out for help, President Bush says he understands their anxiety and frustration, but he asks for their patience as recovery operations unfold. And again, he is turning to his father and Bill Clinton to solicit charitable contributions.
In the days ahead, the former presidents will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need.
In fact, after the tsunami last year, they helped raise over $1 billion in private sector donations. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
State of Texas, which is putting up 25,000 people at the Houston Astrodome, has agreed to accommodate an additional 25,000 refugees in San Antonio, though the details have not yet been decided. At the Louisiana State Hospital Stanley Scott Cancer Center, Dr. Oscar Ballister says their situation is increasingly desperate. What looked to be an evacuation of patients and staff isn't.
There was a lot of boats that were coming in, and we thought that, you know, the evacuation was starting, but then and there were no boats yesterday and no boats today.
But food and water, he says he has at the hospital, they are now rationing. No matter where you look across the Gulf States stricken by Hurricane Katrina, no matter where you look across New Orleans, a different scene, a different story. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick's been at the Superdome telling of those horrific stories of oppressive heat and backed up toilets and rising frustration, and worse yet at the New Orleans Convention Center. And then a view from the highway leading out of town.
The first thing that strikes you as you drive across the bridge to the West Bank, the number of people who are not only camped out under this bridge, they've decided to live there instead of risk the conditions at the Superdome or at the New Orleans Convention Center, the two shelters that have been set up. Then when you get onto the bridge to drive to the New Orleans West Bank, hundreds or thousands of people are lining the bridge trying to make their way over. Many are stopping to try to hitchhike, try to get a ride over this bridge. It is a very long walk and a very steep climb.
A mixed day in trading in a very narrow margin today. As the day settled into a close, the Dow was down about 5 points. The Nasdaq had slipped down about a point and a half. This is CBS News.
This is the most listened to afternoon program on Arbitron's most listened to radio station, WTOP. Here are Sean Anderson and Diane Kepley.
Good afternoon. We have sunshine around the WTOP listening area. Warm temperatures as well. Right now, 85 at Reagan National, going down to 68 tonight. WTOP News Time, 4:04.
Some of the latest developments in the Hurricane Katrina recovery effort. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says 1,400 National Guard troops a day are being sent to New Orleans to help control looting and lawlessness. That would quadruple the regular police force in the city by this weekend.
Meanwhile, violence and anger in New Orleans have forced FEMA to suspend its rescue operations in some areas after gunfire broke out. There has also been a report of a shot being fired at a military helicopter near the Superdome, where fights and trash fires also broke out. That is an unconfirmed report, we might add. Evacuations from the Superdome to Houston continue, but thousands more people are desperately trying to get out. Heavily armed state troopers had to block a surging crowd that moved toward buses near the Superdome.